Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Saturday, March 19th, 2022. This is a special live talk show. I am Kip Stube.
And I am Janono Kawande.
Welcome to this special edition of our special live talk show. In this program, we are discussing with stakeholders Zimbabwe's forthcoming council and parliamentary by-elections set for March 26th.
In 7 days, Zimbabwe is expected to hold by-elections in which 130 council and parliamentary seats are up for grabs.
Political parties and individuals taking part in the by-elections have been campaigning in various parts of the country, with the Citizens Coalition for Change claiming that their rallies are being blocked by the police.
There have been several incidents of political violence which resulted in the death of one person in the Midlands province. Opposition candidates claim that they are being attacked by suspected ZANU-PF activists.
Tune in right now in our live talk show. We are live on VOA Studio 7, that is the radio. And then you can also find us on all our websites, www.voaindebele.com, www.voashona.com and www.voaindebele.zimbabwe.com. I'll repeat that, www.voazimbabwe.com. We're also on Facebook on the following: VOA Indebele, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Shona. To join the show, you can send us a message right now on WhatsApp. Our number is +1 202 465 0318, or post it right now on our Facebook pages. Kunjalo, Mr. Wand. Namhlanje ke Wand, siyachova civil, siyachova civil uhlelo lwe live talk special program. So sikubona ukuthi ke bekulamabandla amanengi angena endaweni ezijeneyo. Ibandla lesi Citizens Coalition for Change kade likhona ngale ke eMtare, sibonile sibili abagijigijima besiza abakujayeleyo. So kwesokusithi ke ibandla lezanuPF lisebhinga lalo gijigijima, kwesokusithi le United Zimbabwe Alliance lalo bekhona ngale ke eHarare, kodwa lithi lapho elihambe khona bathola abantu bezanuPF bedlala ibhola enkundleni yangkhona. So iCitizens Coalition for Change yakhala Wanda ithi bayavala imihlangano, into ezinjalo. So zulukandaba lolu hlelo oluqakathekile kakhulu, uhlelo lwe-special live talk. So siyahlangana khonapha ke lapho esikhuluma khona lani lonke ngokuthi kumele kwenziweni eZimbabwe njengoba kulokhetho mhla ka-March 26th. So ngenani kuhlelo khona manje, hamba ku-VOA Indebele, sesikhona live, uphinde uhambe kwezinye indawo ezinjenge-VOA Studio 7 le-VOA Shona, kunjalo.
Nasi tiri kutarisa zvekare nyaya dzesarudzo dzatakatarisana nadzo zvondo rinouya, ichi chirongwa chatakaitira imimi kuti mugotitaurira zvamunenge muchifunga pane zvamunenge muchiona pane zviri kuitika. Tinenge tichikurukura nevamwe vese vanenge vachikwikwidzavo, nevamwe vakangotereravo vanenge vachida kunzwisisa kuti chii chiri kuitika. Kwasara mazuva manomwe, 7 days kuti sarudzo dziitwe, uyezve pane zvigaro zvinoita 130 kuti zana nemakumi matatu ezvigaro zviri kukwikwidzwa mumakanzuru nemuparamende. Mamwe mapato anokwikwidza ari kuti iwo havasi kukwanisa kukwikwidza zvakanaka nekuti vari kuvhiringwa nevatsigiri vezanuPF. Asi kutsvaka rutsigiro kuri kuenderera mberi munzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana munyika. Kunyange avo vachitaura kuti vamwe vachitaura kuti mapurisa ari kukanganisa misangano yavo nokuvarambidza kuungana. Pakaitika mhirizhonga dzakati kuti mazuva masvondo mashomanana apfuura, pakazofa umwe wevatsigiri vebato reCCC. Asi bato iri richiti vatsigiri vebato rezanu PF ndo vakakonzera mhirizhonga iyi, pakazofa vanhu. Saka nhasi tiri kutarisa hedu pamusoro pesarudzo, mafambiro adziri kuita, zvamuri kuona, zvamungada kuona zvichiitika, tinoda kuti tinzwe kubva kwamuri. Ndo zvatiinazvo nhasi. Yes, do it.
Yeah, kunjalo ke Wande, let's hear some of the people who are actually attending some of these rallies. So we start with the Citizens Coalition for Change, and we've got the deputy spokesperson Gift Ostalo Siziba. he is in Mtare. Let's hear what he is saying about the rally today.
Sangano we kwa Mtare kusakuba wafamba mushe tete ya menga yaka zara anvese waka feka yelo na ya yangaishita uro anemkuru inyae kuti chopa mbase kuma by election nekuti to introduce yelo kuanwe kumanika le saka atinotenda kwazo wagari vemo kwa Mtare nekumira nenyaye sanduko nekuti visa wainagura urali saka wanawu ya kuratiza wato tikira mtangano wawo.
Amuna here matambudziko amambo sangana nawo tichimboona kuti mapurisa nevamwe Zanu PF munomboti vanokanganisa misangano yenyu.
Zanu PF yatakuunda marore mapurisa kuti intimidate vanhu. Zanu PF yamisa mazuko kuti asatakurewa kubva kumalocation. Isu hatidi mazuko ekuhaya kana kuti atakurewa but tinoda mazuko agone kufamba kubva kumacommunities mafambire aneta mazuva ese. Nekuti ekumiswa kwepublic transport inoita kuti vanhu vafambe netsoka asi hatisisi chatinenge tatarisira kubva kuzuko because vanotakura vanhu nezvanhu vasina kubhadhara isu tiri kusvika vaitedanoa business takura vanhu vachivaendesa kubva kutaro nekudzokera kumacommunities semagare vanogara vachiita mastaire.
Yeah, that is Gift Ostalo Seziba. He is in Mtare, so he's complaining there kuti ke abantu bebefuna kuti babaphambanise ngakhona kokwenzakalayo. So we also have Mr. Tafatswa Mugwadi of ZANU PF. Let's hear from him what was going on at the rally.
Sangano wezat ne utungamiri na makurukota ya hurumende wose leo kuti zvichembo zvakasvika kuvatungamiri nokumusangana kuti vana vokupinga vanga vachiti ivo hatina kumbobvira tichiona nguva nomukana wokuonana neutungamiriri wenyika kubva 1980 vamugabe ndofunga munotondera mukaka kuverenga vakauya kuno kaviri kubva muna 1980 kusvika muna 2017 asi vamunangagwa vauya katatu kana kanenge kana kubva muna 2017 kusvika pari zvino asi mukana wokuti vanga vachiwana nevanhu vachitambira zvichemo zvavo vachivanzwa wanga usiri kuwanikwa zvikuru nekuda kwecovid-19 yanga ichirambidza vanhu kuti vaungane. Saka ndosakamaona mhomho yanga yakazara kuno yevanhu vanogona kuita zviuru gumi nezvishanu kureva kuti 15,000 vana vachiuya kuno vakuru navadoko masabhuku machifu nemhomho yose nevamwe vose vanga vachiri kumusangano wemaopposition vachitaura zvisisimo zvavo kuti tanga tichirwadziwa nezvakati nezvakati zvinosanganisira migwagwa yavo zvinosanganisira nyaya dzemvura zvinosanganisirawo nyaya dzemagetsi uye zvinosanganisirawo nyaya dzebudiriro nekuti nzvimbo yavo yanga ichisaririra.
Saka vamunangagwa vati vachagadzirisa sei iyo nyaya yekuti vanga vasingashanyire nzvimbo yebhinga kubva 1980
mutungamiri wenyika mumashoko avo vakumbira ruregerero kuvagari vebhinga vakumbira ruregerero kumadzimambo navatungamiri vose vokuno vachiti takakanganisa naizvozvo zvatanga tisiri kuuya kuno ndokusaka ndaunza makurukota angu wose kuti vatambire zvichemo zvose zvigadziriswa zvisinei nechekuita nesarudzo pese but zvakanangana nekuti nzvimbo ibudiriri under the theme yokuti no one and no place must be left behind.
That is Mr. Tafatswa Mugwadi, ZANU PF, there, you know, one day. I think you heard what he said.
Yeah. It's all politics.
Yes.
Yavanguva yekutsvaga rutsigiro. Saka vanhu vanotaura zvinhu zvakawanda. Zvimwe ndizvo chokwadi, zvimwe ndizvo kungoti pakati nepakati kuti nyaya dzadzo dzifambe.
That's what I tell you. We also have Shingirai Chabata of the United Zimbabwe Alliance. Let's hear what he's saying about the rally today.
Taita dambudziko nevakomana mayuti ezvanhu PF. Isu takabhuka ground redu tikabhadhara kukanzo, tabhadhara kukanzo ndobva taenda tikaona police clearance. Zvese mapepa edu anga aripo, mapepa emutemo ese. Zvese zvakava zvazvichikumbirwa nemutemo takaita adhie tu. Saka tasvika paground march taona vakomana ezvanhu PF, mayuti ezvanhu PF emutafara achitamba bhora muground. Ratati achida kuti tiite musangano wedu yanga iri meeting with the candidate meeting yagarika mulambo ari kukondesa gwarari isakamira bato United Zimbabwe Alliance. So patasvika tikada kuzama kwa engager tichiti isusu ko muri kutamba bhora sei muground umu isakabhuka tikabhadhara kukanzo tikabvaza marisiti zvese zviri pano vabva vati iwo iground red ndere ZANU PF tisu tinoricheka muno tisu tinoriona saka imi zai panapa teda violence kumulisi no rizane ni tukutema ni matombo takatitori redu kurizane ni kana mkangeta msangano uyoyo
mazivisa mapurisa ere neje kuchikisi ziru wa iku oku kwa maita uyo kanganisi wa msangano uyo
patafone la mapurisa kutu mapurisa ando nyari pano waka shikapazimbo wakashikapazimbo mapurisa vati iyo nyari ilipo ndeyo kuti kanzuro ndeyo nifana kuya uzika wana nukuti kutuwe ground saka imini kanzuro mfana kiuza ya uzika wana kanzuro kaya uzika wana then isuso zo habesi atuwa pesa ni manpower waendra mbenu wakati iyo iso atikuwa su tiye tichizo tuzoda kuzo secure ground risiri redu kakisa patahara mbati kila kutra mbenu msangano wedu matreti tinao wale ziripo wanwesi wanga ita kuya kutsangano warumu local imuno wanga wachizi angoshika cheto sari chimuraya.
That is Mr. Shingirai Chabata, the Youth Secretary of the United Zimbabwe Alliance. So let's go into it today. We've got Reverend Hussein Smanda of the Christian Alliance of Zimbabwe. Reverend Smanda, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me on the program.
Thank you so much. So, siyabona kuthi abantu bakankasa endaweni eziningi ezijeneyo. So, ngesilungu sibilunga athini ngemkankaso yabo le?
I think it is important for space to be created for all the political parties to campaign, to present to the voters what they are offering. It's very important. And also it's important that, as according to our constitution, all Zimbabweans should be allowed to have the right to political participation, a choice of their own political party, but also that it must then be done peacefully. And this is what is important to all the political parties, that they must encourage their supporters to do this in peace.
So, okay, now I'm going to say to you, what do you think about this? What do you think about this? I'm going to say
that I'm going to say that the political parties are going to say that akhulume labantu ebatshela ukuthi kuyini abazakwenzela abantu nxa bekwanisa ukuthi bevotele bengene bethathe izikhundla lezi abazifunayo. Kuqakathekile njalo ukuthi amaZimbabweans ezwe njalo akwanise ukuba lelungelo lokuthi bahambe bayengena-ke beyelalela bengesabi bengatshaywa ngabanye abantu. Into eqakathekileyo kuma-political parties wonke ukuthi kwenziwe konke lokhu kulokuthula ukwenzela ukuthi kungabi lempilo eyinye njalo ezalahleka kumbe kulibala abantu nxa besenza umsebenzi wabo lowo kukhankasa.
Ye, yeah, so bamba khonapho-ke Mr. Wande, we've got Reverend Hussein Smanda. I think we can pose a question to him.
Reverend Smanda, ndingataula neshona?
Yes.
Okay. Makatarisa zvanga zvichitika masondo mashomana napfuura kana kuti kubva zvataurwa kuti sarudzo dzichaitwa musi wa 26 sondo rinouya. Munoona sekuti zvichabuda musarudzo idzi zvichakudzwa here, zvichatambirwa zvakanaka here? Sokuona kwamunoita kuti pane manzwa vamwe vachikomplaina vachiti vari kutadza kuita misangano, vamwe vachiti vari kurambidzwa nemapurisa, vamwe vanhu vachipondwa, zvose zviri kuitika izvi zvichaita chii kune zvichabuda musarudzo sokuona kwenyu?
Zvinonetsa nekuti in terms of Zimbabwe having my free and fair elections, zvekutanga all political parties should be allowed kuti vaite macampaigns acho free wherever they want to go. Izvo zvakakosha in order for us to have my free and fair elections. But kana tikataza to have that, we are likely to have my dispute anongoenda kumacourt and my contestation around nenyaya yemarevals. The second issue inyaya yekuti there must be peace. Takaona kukwekwe kwakaita violence, so that is very important kuti vanhu vakwanise kucampaigna freely and peacefully. Otherwise maelectoral results acho achapinda kumacourts again nemacontestations kuti some other people might feel kuti aiwa isusu atina kuwana nguva yekukampena freely kana kufamba freely. We are afraid kuti charowa nevanhu.
Yeah.
Or what something else can happen. So I think that's the challenge.
Yeah. Chimwe chandingada kuzva kwamuri Reverend. Ndicho kuti pande vamwe vamunombotaura navo here kunze kwenyika kuti vabatsire munyaya yezvikuitika muZimbabwe?
Isusu, our main concentration, pane chitaura nemapolitical parties, because ZEC in a platform inonzi multi-partyism. So Isusu has started engaging locally with the political parties because we believe Isusu as Zimbabweans, we should be able to solve this thing. Because violence actually is coming from us.
Yes.
We are the ones who are causing all these problems. Also, we have our courts, we have our police, and I think those institutions should be held to account.
Yes.
As well as ZEC itself. So I think before we talk about going outside the country, if you should locally, we should demand accountability. Stakeholders, ASA. And the violence, making it impossible for other people to campaign, should be part of our dialogue as Zimbabweans. If you say churches, as you know, Zimbabwe Heads of Christian Denomination has been trying to have this internal dialogue. I think it's got its own challenges, but at first we need to exhaust it. But however, when they are free, if other people feel that, if you want to go to SACIC or want to go to UN, I think everyone has got a constitutional right to do that if they want to.
Okay. You had a reference, Wanda, they are saying that it's very important to clean up our act as a Zimbabwe during this period of electioneering. Otherwise, the results will be tarnished. In the end, in
the long run, yes. And we've got a guest as well right now.
Right.
That is Moti Stole of the Patriotic Zimbabweans Party. Moti Stole, welcome to the program.
Hey, Magadi.
Yo, Tilipo, Magadi. Go ahead, Wande. No, it's good, yeah.
Zviri kufamba se, muri kutsvaga rutsigiro here, muri kukambena here.
Tiri kukambena zve mwana wamai kukambena ndiko chaiko chaiko kwemunhu wechikadzi.
Kwakasiyana sei?
Kwemunhu wechikadzi kupamusoro soro. Kuti tinonga techiona zvakawanda zvemutsingaone imi mwana baba.
Tiudzewo zvimwe zvamuri kuona saka takushedzai. Govanai onesu zvamuri kuona.
Tinonga techiona kuti mvura haisi kubuda zvinoonekwa ngevanhu vechikadzi izvozvo zvimaplasi zvemarodzi. Tine road redu rinonesa maningi kumagaza iyi kuno kumakansela ese ari kupinda ipapo apapo havasi kugadzira pabhiriji papo handisi kuziva kuti chii chinonga chichimboitika ipapo. Saka taitiwo tingambomodhistole angambopindawo paukansela papo aido kumboonesanawo nevagari vemugaza iyi kuti tionesane kuti tibatsirane kuti bhirijiri tingarifambisa sei nekuti motikari dzinomira vana vanodonha vechienda kuchikoro zvinoitika papo zvakawandisa zvinoitika pabhiriji papo saka tokorero kuziva kuti ava makansela vamwe vanonga vechipinda apa bhirijiri havarionere iri kuti rodo kugadzirwa saka samai ndanga ndechiti ndapinda ini ndaido kumboonesana nemadzimai mamwe nana baba kuti toita sei pabhiriji apa tigadzire tiri pano.
Vamwe vanga varipo vari kuzvitadza sei chamuchaita chakasiyana nezviri kuitwa nevamwe kana kuti zvakaitwa nevamwe ndechipi muchazvifambisa sei?
Vanga varipo apa ndiponongati pavanonga vechipinda bhiriji iri vanenge vasingarioo ngokuti kudai vanga vachiona bhiriji iri kana vaidai vakarigadzirisa. Saka maonero endinoita bhiriji iri havarioni. Saka inini ndiri kuriona nevabereki vari mugaza iyi ndiri kuriona nokuti zvakafanana neni musi uno ndanga nditori nenhumbu yangu muna 2018 ndakatosvika kuchipatara inini mwana wangu akatoshaika ini ngenyaya yebhiriji kusvika papapo bhiriji rakagara motikari haisi kufamba haisi kudii nditori nemwana wangu wakatoshaika ngenyaya yebhiriji yona iroro saka inini ndiri kurwadziwa vangu vana vatopera kutoshaika ngenyaya yebridge iro vane bp chaidzo chaidzo vamweni vari kutofa vosvika apapo havasi kuambuka maona saka zvirwere zvizhinji zvinofanira kuti zvikasungu munhu akasiro kuenda kuchipatara ari kutotadza kutoenda kuchipatara kusvika kuchipatara in time unotenderera nepachinjeni kuti aende kuchipatara kusvika kutulete munhu wanyarara saka semunhu wechikadzi handiri kuzwa kurwadziwa handiri kuzwa kurwadziwa saka vana vanditi munoona kuti mai kana kuri kuti vanonga vechida kupa vana kana mwana chikafu anotochemera kutoti mai vaizipe chikafu nai unotozama kuona kuti wapa here vana vako chikafu saka ini ndaido kuzame kuona kuti tingavaita sei apapo vagari vemugadza iyi kuti vasvinuke vaone kuti bridge iri tigadzirise handisiri kuti inini ndapinda ndega ndodogadzirisa ndoda kutogadzirisa navo ngokuti neni nditoriwo mugari wemugadza iyi ndoda kutobatsirana navo ivo neni ngokuti nditori nedziso rokuona kuti bridge rofanira kuti rigadziriswe.
Aye, mm-hmm. Vachatenda. You heard what she says. Her concern, primary concern, is water and roads in the area,
mm-hmm.
And she's very keen on that. She says that she cannot do it alone, but you know she can get enough support from the people
mm-hmm.
to get this thing straightened out.
Oh yeah. So now one day we seem to have a problem with our Facebook pages. So we need to apologize to our listeners.
Yeah.
Right now we're not live on all our pages. It seems as if we've got a bit of a challenge, so hopefully our engineers are going to rectify that.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a slight problem there. So let's turn to Mr. Chamisa, who was actually addressing people in Mtare today. Let's listen to what he said.
Yes, yes.
That was Chamisa. You know, it was a very short video in which he was passing a message. And I'm sure, I think we are going to get some bit of it again because that got cut off. So let's listen to it again.
We want members of Parliament of Excellence. Issues. People who are accountable, available, accessible. These are Pandiri. In the Andre MP. Chadima Zana Zabutapi Namuya. Pandango Sumuka. Nauna Kuma Nanga. Pane Zanwa Chimwenda. Those of Rokama Kuita. Kanakunifuya. Ita Yuchi Tinoruma. On issues. On ideas. On representing our constituents. Makata la Sajai Patuze. Matsuga. The new great Zimbabwe. Mazuta enye ndoda kutenda president ne mukana uno watipa mukana wawaswa tipa nguwa yekuti titaure zvishoma shoma. President tinoda kutenda ine basa rakanaka ramurikuita tiri kuzviona nyika yese muri kutenderera yellow inabata ushe muno muzimbabwe. Tinoda kukuzivisai president kuti mutasa south yagadzirira by-election yemusi wa 26 March and tiri kukuvimbisai kuti vanhu vedu vachavhota zvine mupindo. Ndoda kutendai mutasa south muri kwera ukwawo. Ndoda kutendai chaizvo. Ngativhotei tese. Vasina kunyoresa kuvhota tonyoresa kuvhota kuti 2023 tipedze kwemasports. Ndoda kutendai chaizvo president.
That's what was happening in Mutare in Malekaland province, where the Citizens Coalition for Change president, Nelson Chamisa, was busy there, you know.
Yeah.
And there were some other supporters who were actually picking him up. So there's a lot that is happening in the country right now. And those that have actually joined us tonight on Live Talk, where we are talking about by-elections that are coming on March 26th. Yeah, kunjalo ke bonke ke abasilaleleyo namhlanje siqhubeka nge special Live Talk here today. Siqhuba maviki wonke ngempela viki zonke. So ke sesile guest enye lapha uMiss Victress Matutu weZim Imbokodo. Matutu siyakwamukela kuhlelo mama. Matutu siyakwamukela kuhlelo kunjani? Nalo Matutu uyangizwa? Ye kuthiwa sime kancane uyabuya uVictress Matutu. Ye so Matutu Uyangizwa mama?
Ngiyakuzwa Thubile, kunjani?
Siyaphila, kunjani?
Hayi, siyaphila nathi.
Ye, kulokhetho lolu lwama by elections eZimbabwe. Singathi ulubona njani?
Eyi, kunzima ukusho ukuthi ukhetho lubona njani, ikakhulu ukhetho olunjengokhetho lwenziwe eZimbabwe. Ngoba kwamanje ngathi masibhekile ngithi hayi amabandla wonke ancintisayo abonakala mpela hayi aphansi phezulu, ayenza lokhu akwenzayo ukuze awine lolu khetho lwama-by elections. Kodwa ukuthi ngisho ukuthi kunjani, kuzoba njani, kunzima ngoba sikuhleli sikubona lokho, kodwa ngemva kwama-elections lawo bese sibona imiphumela engathiyo le efana lokho esikubone kukhankaswa.
Ubona ngazani kodwa nxa sukhangele wena vele eZimbabwe kungaba lokhetho okuthiwa ha lapha sibili kuqhutshwe ukhetho oluhle?
Angicabangi ukuthi kusezoba khona maduzane ukuthi sibe lokhetho oluhle olukhululekileyo eZimbabwe, ngoba ngokubona kwami kusukela ngokhetho luka-1980 lapho kwatholakala khona uzivuso weZimbabwe, asikaze sibe lalo ukhetho olukhululekileyo esingahlala phansi sithi hayi lolu khetho bekukhululekile, onqobileyo unqobe ngoba lofanele anqobe, lo onganqobanga naye hayi kwehlule. Asikaze silubone ukhetho olukhululekileyo eZimbabwe.
Ye, nxa ufisa-ke ungaqhubeka ngesilungu ukuthi gaga ngamafishane konke konokho esikhuluma ngakho, qhubeka mama, bangukuthi cha nje ngamafishane.
Ya, ngicabanga ukuthi yebo siya kulo ukhetho lolu olama-by elections engibona kulukhetho olulungiselela lwandulela ukhetho esilubheke kakhulu umnyaka ozayo ngo-2023. Okungangokuthi ngendlela mina ongibona ngakhona amabandla wonke azancinisa kulolu khetho abonakala khankasa ngakhona, abantu baseZimbabwe engikubonayo manje ukuthi balindele utshintsho. Wonke umuntu okhona eZimbabwe ngicabanga ukuthi usekhathele kalokho okukhona. Laba bakholele ukuthini? Ukuthi abantu bavote yikho kuzaya yenza ukuthi kube lo tshintsho eZimbabwe. Wonke umuntu manje yabe sebhekele ukuthi awuvote kube lo tshintsho. Kodwa ngendlela yokuthi vele njengabantu baseZimbabwe siyazi ukuthi ukhethwa ngeke lube lukhethe lukhululekileyo. IZEC eyiye ebhekele ukhetho lwaseZimbabwe, ukuthembakala kwayo ngalolu khetho lwama-by elections ayo oluzalandela kumnyaka ozayo, kulokho kusafana nje nokungathembakali kwabo kuleyo wonke ukhetho esike saba nalo eZimbabwe. Ngoba kuseyileyo ZEC ebivele inikeza abantu ukhetho olungakhululekanga esingakhangeleli ukuthi ise izoba namandla okuthi manje isinikeze ukhetho olukhululekileyo. Ngokusho njalo angisho ukuthi abantu akumelanga ukuthi bavote. Okuqakathekileyo ebantwini ukuthi okwamanje kumele ukuthi loba kuzaba lokungakhululeki kokhetho, kodwa abantu abasukume abaseduzane abenelisayo bahambe ukhetho lolu bayevota kulolu khetho lwama-by elections ozoba khona ngomhlaka 26 March ma ngicabanga kahle. Abantu abahambe bayevota futhi loba ukhetho lungakhululekanga kusenzela lokho okwenzakeleyo, kodwa abantu bethi thina sasivotile. Ngoba okwakhathesi ukuthi kuze kube lo tshintsho kubeze kube lalolokhu abakubona manje, abantu esikubona manje kutshintshe, asilayo enye indlela yokuthi sikutshintshe ngaphandle kokuthi abantu baye ku-ballot box bayovota bazame ukuthi batshintshe. Ngoba ukuthi kutshintshe manje yikuthi uvote, ayikho enye indlela as of now engayenza ukuthi kube lo tshintsho. So abantu abangakhathali ngokuthi yebo ukhetho sevele ukhululeke, kodwa abantu abaseduzane abenelisayo ukuthi bayibhalisele ukuvota bayevota, abahambe bayovota. Njalo siyathemba ukuthi iZEC nabo bonke abakhangelela ukhetho bazobe kwesinye isikhathi nje bacabangele uZulu weZimbabwe oseZimbabwe ohluphekayo, uZulu weZimbabwe osemazweni ohluphekayo, balwenze ukhetho lube lukhetho olukhululekileyo. Kuthi loba kunqoba lo nqoba yabe ngumuntu onqoba ekhethwe ngabantu, laba abanqobayo banqobe bakhethwe ngabantu, hayi ukuthi banqobe ngoba ukhetho lungakhululekanga.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu. So what she's saying is that you know, she's got a lot of doubts in terms of what can happen in the next by elections. So she says ZEC is not trustworthy, and so she's not happy at all. But she says if people go in numbers and vote, maybe that will be an indication that people want to vote, but things are not going the right way for them.
Yeah. She's quite right, though, because the large crowds that attend these rallies do not translate into votes cast. If the people could go to vote in their numbers like we are seeing when they attend rallies of mm-hmm. any political party, you can see that there is a lot of enthusiasm, whether forced or real, but you can see the participation. If that kind of turnout could be realized during the election itself proper, the voting exercise, I think it would be more reflective of what the people really want in the country.
Maybe it's because there's no passing of people to the police stations. So anyway, I think let's talk to Reverend Hussein Spanda and then let him go. So Reverend Spanda, in terms of having a free and fair election, so what do you think about that? Just briefly, and then you say it in the balance.
I think the lesson we learned from the previous election is that it's important to eliminate the issue of violence from the elections and create a conducive, peaceful environment. But that also is important to allow all the parties to have the space to campaign, access to the media, to allow people to have political participation as per their constitutional rights. Otherwise, there will be disputes around the election results that come out. And also, it's important for ZEC to have transparency, not just to talk about it, but also to show people that it's transparent so that it creates confidence and trust among the people. So it's important for ZEC, for instance, to address all queries that are coming from people and be open and transparent to everyone. And we trust that ZEC can do that. But also, in terms of us as Zimbabweans, it's important that elections are monitored. It's important that we are there to vote. We are there to monitor the elections. It's our responsibility, so that at the end we'll be satisfied with the results and the credibility of those elections.
Yes, yakuzwa kakhulu ke sicela uphosele ngesindebele khonoko then bese sokuhambela sibe sesixoxa ke lo mama umoto sithole yakhulu
ukuqoka. Okuqakathekileyo kakhulu ukuthi thina njengamaZimbabweans sinanzelele ukuthi lukhetho lwenziwa ngokuthula ukwenzela ukuthi impumelo yayo ingalethi umsindo njalo ingaphikiswa. Njalo kuqakathekile ukuthi ama-political parties wonke avunyele ukwenza ama-campaigns bekhululekile, kungalamsindo, kungasoze kufe umuntu kumbe kulimale abantu. Njalo kuyadingakala ukuthi-ke nxa umkhankaso lo isenziwa o-ZBC, ama-newspaper lezinye omabonakude kutshengiswe wonke ama-political parties. Njalo into eqakathekileyo ingqobi kithi lathi amaZimbabweans ukuthi kumele abantu baqoqane bewakhangele lawo ma-election esithi observation kumbe njalo abantu behambe labo beyevota babe yingxenye yokhetho ukuze lutho ekuthuneni sonkeni sisuthiseke ngempumelo ezabe ikhona.
Yes, yakuzwa kakhulu Sibanda, asibongele kakhulu ungathini lokusasa sungaziphungulela nje ujayitile khekhe mfundisi, siyabonga kakhulu.
Okay,
baba. Let's go to Miss Moti Sithole. Go ahead, Wande. Motistole, yes, of the Patriotic Zimbabwe Party.
Yes.
In Chipinge, yeah, go ahead.
Saka, iko zvine zvimuri kutambirwa zvakadini pamuri kutsvaka rutsigiro. Zviri kufamba sei? Chii chamuri kuona muvanhu?
Iko zvine zvivanhu vari kutofara vanhu vechikadzi. Vari kutoti muwadhi takutombodawo munhu wechikadzi since takagara muwadhi 1 Gaza ini angori varume chete chete vanongochinjana vechingochinjana. Izvi vanhu vari kutofara kuti tiri kuda munhukadzi, ndiwo takumbodawo kumbopa zvichemo timboonawo zvinhu zvimboshanduka. Handisi kushora, vanga varipo vese vakaita zvakanaka. Ana baba vakambotonga vakamira pautansela vakaita zvakanaka, asi iko zvino tinongodawo munhukadzi timboonawo kuti unodini, nekuti zvinofanirawo kuti chiti gidyegidye pasikero, nekuti sikero yenyu yakarereka, yakarereka sikero muwadhi 1 munomo yakarereka, ine varume chete chete, ine matumbu, ine maguru, ine seki. Saka inombodawo kumboiswawo musoro nemakumbo kuti zvinisa zviti gidyegidye. Saka vanhu vari kufara kuti aiwa munhukadzi, pinda 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 panyanga. Kana ivo vana baba vake ivavo vari kutonditiwo pinda 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 panyanga ipapa. Saka nevana seingori gidye gidye, vari kufara zvekuti, nekuti hapana kana kubvisana takatokumbirana nevaripo vake ivavo kuti aiwa vana baba mbondipaiwo mukana ndimbopindwawo ndimbotsvairawo imba.
Ndopandoda kunzwisisa ipapo amai, ndopandoda kunzwisisa ipapo kuti vamwe masangano akaita seelection resource center nezesni vari kuti havasi kufara neuwandu hwemadzimai kana kuti nokushomeka kwemadzimai ari kukukwidza musarudzo idzi. Imimi zvaka kuti mukwanise kudomwa kana kuti kuti mukwanise kukukwidza, makaneseka zvakadini kuti mupinde pachinzvimbo ichochi chokukwanisa kukukwidza?
Imimi handina kuneseka nekuti ndinoziye kodzero dzangu. Inini handina kuneseka nokuti ndinoziya kodzero dzangu. Varipo vakada kumbojanyira kuti hamufaniri kuti vapinde inini vanhukadzi. Tingati aiwa taakumbosimukawo vanhukadzi, taakumbodawo kuti zvimwe zvinhu zvifambe. Mbotipaiwo mukana. Vamwe varume vachitoti hama hapafaniri kuti papindwe munhukadzi haana zvaanogura. Tingati aiwa musati pai munhukadzi haana zvaanogura, zviripowo zvatinogura. Mbotipaiwo mukana timupoonawo kuti tinoita sei. Saka mukana ndakaupuwa ndikatenderwa kuti ndimire muwadhi wani munomu kuti ndiite kanzira. Saka ndinoti ndichafamba nevanhu vemugadza iyi ndo vakatonditonditi ndimire. Ndakatonzi nevanhu vemugadza iyi mira. Nanhasi unou pendiri kufamba ndirikutofamba navo.
Hai, tinozvikudza chaizvo. Musati maenda, kana muchiti munoziva kodzero dzenyu iyo iri nyaya yokudomwa kana yokuvhoterwa nevanhu veboka renyu, munoreva chika muchiti munoziva kodzero dzenyu?
Aiwa, ndanga ndichitaura kuti kunze kuno kuti kunze kuno vaita hazviiti mubato mwangu takazvakanaka.
Aha, okay.
Nditi haufanira kuti upinde kunze.
She's very determined, like we discussed earlier on, and she got the support from the majority of the people in her area who wanted to get a lady in that position for a change. Which is just another way of saying the men have not been doing quite a very good job. Yes.
Yeah, thank you so much, Miss Moti Sitori. I think she can rest now. So I hear we've got a listener. Uh-huh. Take the listener.
Murikuti Zwairo, makadi nenyu?
Makadi nenyu.
Tiri nani chaizvo? Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu. Tiri kutaura nani?
Nangona, makwadi, Chirundo.
Aha. Taura henyu? Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Chekutanga tinongoti kuna madzibaba vedu Getosoni, madzibaba Shanduko akarohwa. Chechipiri ndokumbira kuti hurumende dai yaidziremekedzawo kodzero dzevanhu. Yango mentini wakapiswa anga ari kuguma last year anga ari nani tanga asina mhirishonga. Bikozi tikona kuti vazhinji vari kurasirwa nehama nenyaya yemhirishonga. Hello?
Tiri kukunzwai?
Nemapurisa dzakwanisa kuitawo basa ravo asingarerekeri bato zvese zvaifambawo zvakanaka.
Hai, tinotenda chaizvo. Tinotenda zvikuru. Aiwa, tinotenda. So Gibbs, he is expressing his concern of Matibaba Shanduko, you know, who is in hospital, and also is urging that the police should do their work in the proper way to safeguard the safety of the people. So that's his contribution.
Yes, let's turn to Miss Victoria Matutu of Zimbabwe again. So, Miss Matutu, going forward in terms of Zimbabwe elections, so what should happen if you want to see a free, a fair and credible election? Matutu?
I think everything is in the hands of ZEC for now. Because as voters, people will go and vote. What they expect is a positive outcome after voting. But that positive outcome is not going to be there if ZEC continues to do what it's been doing for the past years.
So for Zimbabwe to have free and fair elections, I think there has to be something that has to be done. Because, like, really, if we just stood to extend here and say, okay, the by-elections are coming, people are going to go and vote, and we just can expect that the elections are going to be free. That is not going to happen, not anytime soon. Already, the campaigns that the parties are doing are being sabotaged. As of now, we all know that people are being beaten and in rallies, some rallies are being banned and stuff like that. That's part of elections that are not free. Because elections do not start on a voting day.
Uh-huh.
There is this campaign period whereby all the parties are supposed to be campaigning. Free elections must start from there. The campaigns must not be banned. The campaigns must be free. For as long as people are being banned from campaigning, people are beaten, things are done to people, the voters, it's going to scare the voters from going in to the ballot boxes and vote. But now, if we have people who are in hospital, we've got people who are scared and staying home now before the by-election. Do you really think we're going to have them going to the polling stations and vote? I don't think so. People will be scared. That's not fair. That's not free. For people to stay home and say we are not going to vote because they are scared, maybe we're going to be beaten. That's not a free and fair election. It doesn't start on a voting day. It starts now. So the elections are already not free and fair because people are being banned from campaigning. So that's not free at all. Let's start from there. We must have free campaigns in the beginning before we go to ballot box, to polling stations and vote and do anything. We must have people campaign freely. No one must be banned from campaigning. No one must be beaten. We have people going to polling stations free, and they expect the outcome of their voting to be positive. So, of course, VEC is responsible for voting and counting of elections. But now we cannot blame VEC. I'm not going to blame VEC now for what is happening now, because it's not involved in the campaigning of the political parties. So I think we must start from here. Before going to the polling stations, people must not be beaten. People must not be scared away from going to vote. Because beating them now is just scaring people away. That's not going to be a free and fair election if people are being beaten before they go to polling stations.
Yes.
So let's start from here.
Yes, I was Wakulu, Mama. Yes, I was Wakulu. Can you stay on the line? I think we've got a caller one day. Mm-hmm. Can you take that caller?
Makadini enyu tokutambira ku studio 7. Tirikutaura nani?
Na mafavo.
Muri kupi?
Ku Harare.
Aha. Tipewo pane fungwa dzenyu taura enyu.
Zvongwa ndasina kunyatsonzwa kuti chakamira zvakadi.
Chirongwa chipi?
Chiripo nhasi.
Tiri kutaura pamusoro pesarudzo.
Okay. Maonera andinoita ndekudai so. Kuti dai zvaichibvira ka. Halo?
Taurai takateerera.
Kuti dai zvaichibvira poshandisa mushina fange zvakaitwa kuZambia zvezvi.
Muchina wei?
Kana pashandisa mushina unoti munhu akavhota zvezvika anobva atoonekwa kuti avhotirani uko otoziva kuti nhenga akatitungamira nehwani. Ose maonero andoita ndoti zvisanetse zvisaite mutauro
kuti pangovhotewa nhamba yochinja pangovhotewa nhamba yochinja ndo zvamunoreva.
Nhamba yotochinja zvichingopera pototaura kutoti uyu ane nhamba yakati uyu aita nhamba yakati hazviiti mutauro izvozvozvo.
Hai tinozvinzwa ndofunga vamwe vateereri vazvinzwavo vachapawo pfungwa yavo pamusoro penyaya yacho. Pane zvimwe zvamaida kutaura
panetsa makore ese makore ese anetsa ndeyengoti zvikuru sei kuzeki kwacho zeki yacho inenge isina kunyatsokumira zvakanaka isina kusununguka isiri independent ndo panonetsa ipapo.
Aiwa tatenda chaizvo nemashoko enyu tatenda zvikuru
zvakanaka imambo
mazvita enyu baba. he is advocating for the election results to show on time, you know, in time. As people vote, you can see the numbers.
Like a live, live kind
the
of
numbers
stream,
changing to record the individual votes as they come in.
So he says, like what happened in Zambia, right?
Yeah, so that's what he's saying. At first, I didn't understand what he really was referring to.
Yeah.
But he wants to make sure that as soon as you cast your vote,
then you have
we can see that being tabulated there that the vote has been cast. But that is a danger. That is a danger of identifying people's choice, you know, publicly, since it's supposed to be a personal decision on someone's part.
Well, maybe he's saying there won't be any names that will be appearing, but the numbers.
Ah, yes,
yeah. So, right. Mama, Victor Matutu. So, once again, Mama Matutu, nyawuza sibili, uyakhononauthi izeki hayi ngani iyadlelebezela nezinto ezinjalo so manje kumele kwenziweni nxa wena sokukhangela khonapho kulungiswe njani konke lokhu ngoba sesijala ukukhuluma ngakho mjokojo so kulungiswe njani mama
ngicabanga ukuthi ngani kule ndlela yokwenza ukuthi out izeki le okokugasa mhlawumbe kube leyinye i-question yokuthi ezoba responsible for ama-elections kuke sibe le-election nje engagadwanga iveki mhlawumbe kube leikhomishin engaba khona or maybe from ama-southern countries or ama-african countries kube le ikhomishin njengakho zibe iveki that's for one sike sibone ukuthi iveki le siyijona kangaka siyijona ngempela yingumbi siyayihlubela kube le ikhomishin njengakho veki because nokubonakala kwezinto iveki ngasazi noma isebenza nogovernment lisebenza nobani kodwa kube kube le ikhomishin nje engakho under igovernment ikhomishin engakho under izimbabwe mhlawumbe kube lama-election observers kumbe another electoral commission engayisiyo iveki sibone ukuthi iveki ma ingekho lapho yona i-counting yama-elections lamanye ama-vote and stuff sizoba njani sibe leyinto njengaso veki kuye kumisa iveki kancane because abantu akwazi ukuthi ngemva kwama-elections abantu bayinqoma iveki ukuthi yenze kahle
yesicela ukufake la ngesikhiwa kwezithi abanye abangaziwanga isintu bakuzwisise ukuthi uthini lapho so ngiyakuza sibili khuluma ngokuthi kumele izeki iyamiswa kancane you know?
Izeki is under fire.
Yeah, so let's have he saying it. Kubeka mama.
Okay, my point is here. We are always complaining about veki. After every election, there is no complaint that the veki has done well on this election. People are always complaining. People are always complaining. I think the best way is for us to see if the VEC is really a bad commissioner or we are just blaming it for nothing. Let us maybe have elections and take VEC out of that position. And maybe let's say such a country give us a new electoral commission that will come and stand in the space of VEC. And let's put VEC aside and see how the elections are going to go without VEC. Because we've been complaining about VEC after each and every election. So why are they kept there if they're not doing the job properly? They must be replaced.
You wonder?
Yes. So the issue concerning ZEC has been around for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think should be done, madam? What do you think should be done?
I just think this ZEC thing must be straight out. Let's just have a new thing that will come in and observe this election and do the counting of votes. After if we do that, and after that we still have the same problem, then we may come in and say, oh no, we're sorry that we're blaming you for nothing. So let's just have one election without them and see what will happen. If something happens, then we're going to go back to them and apologize.
How, in your opinion, how should the members of the electoral commission be appointed? Because
in my own opinion,
yeah,
I think if we have to elect the members within Zimbabwe, then the members of that commission must come from maybe
not from the ruling party, not from the government. It must be an independent thing. Like, maybe let's get members from each and every opposition, or each and every political party in Zimbabwe. Each and every political party must be represented in that commission.
Mm-hmm.
If we have to get that, those members from within Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
But my point is, let's just get maybe someone from outside. Zimbabwe on its own has failed to give people a positive outcome after election.
Mm, yes. Thank you so much, madam. Thank you. Yeah, the issue of ZEC really mm-hmm. is not going to go away at all. I think people have something to say about ZEC. I was interested in finding out
mm-hmm.
How should those members be appointed, because if the appointing authority is the same, we are going to continue seeing the same thing happening in Zimbabwe. So it's an interesting situation that people maybe might want to think about.
Yes, very sure. Interesting one day. Now we've got another caller. Can you take that caller?
Makadi Niko. Muriko Ndinzo.
Makadi Wanyu.
Ndiripo angu. Tirikuta ora nani?
Bye.
Eh, Makadi, tipe wapungwa zenyu. Murugutizwa.
Mati.
Tikati taura enyu, tipe wapungwa zenyu, zamuno daku taura, taura enyu. Come, I did my phone and punish a mamma to the tower. Munoch catches.
So I think she's scared somehow. So maybe we can skip that one. So let's go to any other caller. Maybe we are waiting for callers. So, Mbuelo Kuege, Mama Victor Smatutu. Let's say ufuna ukuthi uvotelwe ngabantu eZimbabwe. Kambe kukhona ongakuthembisa abantu sibuthi hayi phela kumele mina weZimbabwe kodwa lingenzele lokhu lalokhu lalokhu lami kwezethi ngilenzele okunye okuthize. So khonokho izithembiso ezenziwa ngabantu uzibona njani izithembiso zenezi ezenziwa labo abakhankasela uketo?
Yazi ukuthi Dube into eyinkinga eZimbabwe yikuthi ngaso sonke isikhathi nabantu bekhankasela ukhetho banezithembiso abazenzayo, kodwa konke lelo bandla elibusayo namabandla aphilisayo anezithembiso azenzayo. Amabandla aphilisayo asikaze siwabone esimbusweni, sibone ukuthi izithembiso zabo lezi ababe bezidingisa ngesikhathi bekhankasa bayazigcwalisa yini. Esihlele sikubona libandla elibusayo likhankasa, lingakhankasa, liwine ukhetho, libuye libe sesihlalweni, lingazigcwalisi izithembiso. So njengoba thina sikujwayeleke ukuthi kuyakhankaswa kodwa izithembiso azigcwaliswa, okwamanje sisakwazi lokhu ukuthi yebo kuyakhankaswa ngalokhu nalokhuyana, mpela izinto abakhankasa ngazo yizinto okumele ezidinge ukuthi zenzeke eZimbabwe. Kodwa siyazi ukuthi ngemva kokuthi sebewini lukhethi laba abazowina angeke basagcwalisa izithembiso. So asazi ngamabandla aphilisayo, angeke siwagcobe ngento abangayenzanga, siphoke ukuthi sibagcobe ngokube ndelenyalo abangazanga bayizwe futhi labo hhayi kutho ukuthi labo bengaqoba bazobenza into efana nayo. Asikwazi ukuthi bona mhlabe zanqoba bazozenza into ezizithembisa abasithembisa zona, kodwa kwamanje thina sisakwazi lokho okobandlela ubusayo ukuthi hhayi siyathembiswa mpela, kodwa mase behlale ezikhundleni izithembisa zigcwaliswa.
Ye, ngicela ukufaka ngesikhiwa sibili khonokho abantu bezwe, abanye abangakuzwanga ngesinto.
Okay, what I'm saying here is that we are hearing a lot of promises done by all the campaigning political parties. They are promising us as voters this and that. And all that they are promising is what we want to see and what we want to see happening in Zimbabwe. And the thing is, they know what Zimbabwe needs. I don't know what's wrong with implementing what we are promising. As of now, what we know is all the promises that have been done for the past years by the ruling party when they campaign. They campaign and tell us what we want to hear and what Zimbabwe needs. But after they win the elections, we don't see those promises being implemented. So I don't know about the ruling parties, the opposition parties. Maybe one day when they win the elections, they are going to fulfill their promises. But as of now, we don't know. We also don't trust them, because it's like all these politicians will just come and promise people things before voting. And after they are voted in, those promises are not fulfilled. So we're not sure if even the opposition parties, if they make win the election, they are going to fulfill their promises. But as of now, all what they are talking about, all the political parties, what they are talking about is what Zimbabwe needs. So, but we are not sure if we vote them in, are they going to give us what they are promising us? We don't even know, because the parties have been promising us for the past how many years, 40 years, but we haven't seen anything that has been fulfilled.
Yes, I was a cool game, Mama Bamba. Kuna pucingo, maybe Mr. Wandi, ufuna kufaka la umbuzo, kuna po ngesikiwa. Kwa hete, Wandi.
So, where you are, what are you doing to aid the situation, the political situation in the country? What contributions are you making there? How are you contributing towards the issues that you are articulating to be a problem?
I'm feeling very ashamed to say this. I'm not in Zimbabwe. I'm not a registered voter. I'm a diaspora. And what I can say now is that my only wish is that maybe if one day a diaspora vote will be allowed in these elections, of Zimbabwe elections. As of now, I'm pushed away from my own country. I can't even vote because the situation that I'm in now does not even allow me to go back to
Zimbabwe. Yeah, Matutu, skaru kubamba mlomo mpichana kuna. Siku kubamba mlomo, state kola lesi ya buya kuwe. Kola, kunjani kuna ngapo ulapo kona? Singazi tu kola mbalo
siku. Sakupona wabadube kunjani.
Nyapila, Richard Moe, kunjani babo?
Awangira iti nibuza nina lapo.
Nisiapila kakuli, akuchukuti oze oketolezi uzbona njani.
No, the way mina ngibona ngakhona siyathemba ukuthi uNkulunkulu uzokungenelela kuKhetho standardsa. Ngiyathemba ukuthi iKhetho vele izokhamba kuhle next week ngeFriday zobona abantu bazovota ngezi number eziningi kunindawo lezo zivotwayo. Angithi ezinye izindawo ufana indawo yakithi akuvotiwi nje uMP ukhona amakhansela akhona. So siyathemba ukuthi labo bayokuvota nge-26 bazovota kuhle. So mara into ngifuna kuyitsho kuna bantu baningi abantu bafana ukuthi bona ngokwabo bavote ngendlela irayithi, abantu bangalwisani. Ukulwisana into embi khulu, masibona izinto ziyenzeka elizweni endawo ezinye nje ayisinto irayithi leyo. So ngiyathemba ukuthi kongozohamba kuhle labo bazovotelwa khona ama-MP namakhansela, nabo baziphathe kuhle, nabo bangatsela abalandeli ukuthi bayo bayoshaya abanye or bayalimaza abanye. Into efana leyo ayisinto irayithi, iyo into ngiyibonayo. Mara konke kuzohamba kuhle, angeke ngibone kuzokuba nokuphazama, kuzoba lapho nalapho nje. Mara ngiyathemba ukuthi wonke ama-MP aredi namakhansela wonke aredi, masibona abadosi phambili bahamba bayakhambena bayafuna abantu ukuthi bavotele. Konke kuzohamba kuhle, mara siyathemba ukuthi uNkulunkulu uzokuba nabo uzokungenelela ngenxa yokuthi vele elizweni lakithi futhi sihlale standards avele amavoti nawo afuna imithandazo eminingi khulu ukuthi imithandazo ikube khona, ukuthi abantu bavote kuhle. Lo uzokuwina abambe omunye izandla, lo uzohluleka naye abambe lo winile izandla, ingaba into ehle khulu leyo ngenxa yokuthi vele.
Siyabonga kakhulu-ke baba Richard Moyo khona ngapho-ke South Africa. Ungathi nakusasa siyathemba lokuthi uzangena kuhlelo olunye ozalandela. On that note, Wande, we know that don't have extra time here. I think we have to end it there. We thank our guests this evening, Reverend Hussein Swanda of the Christian Alliance of Zimbabwe, Miss Victress Matutu of Zim Imbogoto, she's the chairperson there, Miss Moody Sithole of Patriotic Zimbabwe's Party, and all those who joined us tonight on 27 Live Talk. Sending off from Washington, this is Kip Stuwe. Say good night.
And I'm Tanono Kawande. We'll see you again next time. Take care.
Good night.